The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Cloud!
The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. Oh, the machine's not on. Let's try it again. There we go. Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about an item. If you think it might be valuable, if you think you have a chance that it's enough that it could go in a Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call and we'll give you an estimate of what we think it might go for. Also, we're going to, the bidding ended Thursday night on the Huggins and Scott November auction. So we're going to be mixing in some of the prices on it. And we'll do a couple of the which ended higher quizzes here that Vince
I'm ready. Can
pick it out. But for instance, 1986-87 Fleer basketball, 36-pack box, an unopened box of 36 packs, not counting the buyer's premium, the high bid on that,
$39,000. Wow.
$39,000.
Now, is that guaranteed to have at least three Jordans in there?
I think it's two or three, isn't it, Bill, in one of those boxes typically?
Yeah, typically it's two or three Jordans, so... Vince, yeah. You going to have that thing open by noon today?
It'd be sooner than that if it was in front of me, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. And then, now here's one I tweeted about. 1975 to 1979 Hostess baseball panels, complete scent run with variations and extras. And like I tweeted, this is a lot of Twinkies, $3,000 that ended up going for. Wow. I tweeted when it was $1,300 and it ended up at $3,000. Now,
nice.
Vince, you're good at math.
Okay.
How many Twinkies could you buy in 1979 for $3,000?
That's a lot.
But you have to go back to what $3,000 now would have been worth in 1979 dollars. That's a lot of Twinkies.
I think we need to move right along on that.
That's one thing we know. That's a lot of Twinkies.
Lots of sugar.
I think ERC Delivery would need a big truck to deliver all those.
Yeah, that would be
a few of those. I could make that happen.
That would be a couple trucks full of Twinkies, I think. You know, some of those Twinkies, if they were sitting around, they'd probably still look just fresh as can be,
sure.
Too. Those
yep.
things, Twinkies, supposedly, if there was a nuclear war, they would last. There would be Twinkies
bad
would
still
be left.
Honey never goes bad either.
Really?
So honey will
there
forever,
we go.
You know, last.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, but
so
you could probably drive a nail into a piece of wood with one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But it still looks good anyway.
Yep.
Oh, that's so let's funny. See. What else have we have in the Huggins and Scott? Oh, here, this one. Paul Rudd is set to star as Mo Berg in the upcoming movie The Catcher Was a Spy, a Mo Berg single sign baseball that it looks like, Bill, it's still that you think there's only two of these, I guess. $14,250 that ended up going
Very
for.
Very nice.
I'm anxious to see that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the guy who won that, I believe, is driving down to our store today with a certified check to pick it up.
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
Did you have it would have been hard to make an estimate on that ball. Was that about what you were thinking or higher, or what'd you think?
I think that's higher than most people thought. I mean, there wasn't much to compare it to. Like
yeah.
you said, it was only the second one, but I still think that was higher than what most people thought.
Yeah, it sure seemed like an awfully good price. All right. Vince, it's time.
Okay.
Let's do our first one here. Which ended higher? Okay, this is in the Huggins and Scott November auction. the final high bid on these. Now, when I do these, they're usually they're going to be pretty close in their ending.
Right, right.
Not yes, always. Yes. And I'm not trying to mess you up here. I'm not playing with your mind. But which ended higher? And you out there, listeners, you can see what you think and see which has ended higher. Okay, Ron Santo, 1969 to 72, PSA DNA graded 10, game-used bat. The Don Hefner, 1942 St. Louis Browns, game-worn jersey, plus a pair of game-worn pants that were probably his, but they couldn't really say they were his because it didn't have the markings on it like the jersey did. So that's a second item. And the third one, a 1954 Topps baseball, 5 cent, unopened wax pack. So that's three items. Santo game used bat, Don Hefner, St. Louis Browns game worn jersey, and a 1954 Topps unopened wax pack.
Well, I was following the Hefner auction, so I was kind of, I know that kind of finished around $5,000. So
yeah, that did really well.
So not sure the Santo's going to get five, the 54, although I would want that to open. I still think Hefner probably finished the strongest.
Okay. Hefner was third.
Oh, my gosh.
$5,100
really? Wow.
Was third.
That's a trick
out
question.
Of the, it was. It was. Because I knew you knew what that Hefner
right.
was doing. It was a trick question. Oh. I was trying to trick
All right.
it.
Okay.
And it worked.
After you just said you weren't going to trick me,
yes.
you went ahead and tricked me.
It was, that was the trick.
Surprise.
All right. So Hefner was third at $5,100. Second, the 1954 Topps baseball 5 cent unopened wax pack, $5,700.
Oh, nice!
And then the Santo PSA 10 bat, $6,000.
Very
I was
nice.
A guy had called T Crown who has a Santo rookie year game used bat. If he sees that, I think that's gonna.
Yeah.
He was thinking. I think he was gonna put that in a future auction. Were you surprised at how high that went, Bill?
Yeah, I was. That was, there were a couple of guys going after that late, and they just didn't want to give up.
No, man. That's always good for the consigner when you got two guys that really want an item like that. Yeah, so, okay, Eric, we have a caller on line one here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear my name.
Well,
good morning,
guys. What is your first name? Our phones are a little messed up today, but what's your first name?
Brian from Porter, Indiana.
Okay, well, how you doing, Brian?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. What's up? What do you have?
Well, I have a rug. It measures 52 by 28 and a half of the 96 champion Bulls with a 72-10 record. And then one side it has the playoffs, the record, the rounds of the playoffs. On the other side it has the NBA Finals score of each game.
Hmm. A rug. So this is something that you could hang up and look at it from either side in a display or something. Do you have it? I mean, is it something you have? This is something.
Well, I'm sorry. I actually have it hanging in my garage on the wall.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's really clean and looks real nice.
Yeah, it
sounds. I didn't know if it had any value to it or not.
Now, I don't think there's a ton of value to that unless it was in the United Center during Bulls games or something in their locker room building. Do you see any reason that that would have like some big time value to it?
I think it's more of a fun personal thing. It may be, you know, if you found it in a store, it may be a couple $100.
There's an area rug.
Day, but I don't know that it.
There's an area rug on eBay that went for about $8, 1991-92 champion, 28 by 52, area rug, Chicago Bulls.
$8, that's
from 91-92.
Well, we're going to give you a higher price than that. We're going to say 20 to 40.
Sure.
And I think the garage is probably, I mean, you've probably got one of the cooler garages around with that in there, I would think.
Well, that's a nice man cave, yeah.
Yeah, very good. What else you have in that garage? Maybe there's something that's worth like $10,000. Who knows?
No, I don't think so, guys.
Besides the car, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my
thanks.
Car's not even worth that.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for the call. All right. So some other items here now in the Huggins and Scott November auction that ended recently. This one was pretty cool. In 1899, Cincinnati Reds Sterling Silver season pass. That went for $9,600.
Wow.
Bill, have you ever seen those before, that type of thing?
No, that's the only one that I've ever seen. We had three of them, and I believe the gentleman who consigned the three of them bought them, oh, from what I understand, 12 or 15 years ago, and that was the first time they had ever surfaced, and he'd held them ever since then. So they really, those are the only ones known as far as we could tell.
Yeah, it really looked cool. I wonder what the value in silver even was in that. You know,
those things are heavy.
Yeah, it looked like it would be heavy. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I bet he didn't pay $9,600 for it at the time.
No, he probably got it for free.
Well, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, very nice. And then let's see, what else did we have? Oh, this was an interesting set. I tweeted at these earlier in the week, and it was high, but it wasn't this high. A 1971 Topps Greatest Moments 55-card set, like mid to higher mid-grade. I'd say higher mid-grade set. Overall condition, $6,100 for that 55-card set. There's not a lot of those around, huh, Bill?
No, I think that may be the second one we've ever had, second or third at the most. And it was actually nice. It's really hard to describe those as near mint, but there were some really sharp ones in there. It's just the black border is kind of like the regular 71s that year. They just show any little minute wear much brighter than a lot of the regular white-bordered cards would.
Yeah, with the black border, they sure do. Yeah, that $6,100.
These are cool-looking, too. They're all kind of action shots, and you see Butch Robinson just kind of horizontal to the ground diving for a ball here.
Now, was that the 1970 World Series when Brooks Robinson made every defensive play imaginable?
Was that against the Reds, I think,
went off? Oh, just absolutely incredible. Yep. That was something.
Absolutely.
His play in that series and Clemente in 71, I guess. Clemente all around with hitting and defense and running and everything, that's still the best performance in a World Series by one guy I've ever seen. That was incredible.
And he had a flair about him where you just like watching him play. It's like Schwarber is.
Yeah.
If there's just something when he's up at the plate, you want to see him back.
Right.
No
well, Clemente, even the way he ran the bases and his arms would fly around. Yeah, he was still the most exciting player I've ever seen play. Not necessarily the best. He was a great player, but the most exciting I think I've ever seen play. We have Alex is online. What do you have there, Alex? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm actually the Alex that keeps posting up the Cubs starting roster with all their rookie cards and everything.
Cool. So you got that all done. I bet you're happy with that, huh?
Yeah, that worked out pretty well. But I've got another thing now. Just now that the Cubs have won and Cubs value is at an all-time high.
Oh, Alex.
Season.
You cut out. Go ahead.
So I've got a Sammy Sosa game-worn jersey from his MVP season that he signed it, and then he also signed MVP with the amount of home runs and RBIs on it.
Now, that might be better now, but Sosa's stuff, I don't know if the series has helped him at all or not, but I don't – maybe not. But a game-worn jersey of Sosa is still good. It's nowhere near what it would have been at one time. I think for Sosa, if the steroid guys ever get into the Hall of Fame, that's going to help his stuff. But, Bill, what do you think on a game-worn jersey of Sosa right now compared to maybe 2 years ago and compared to his peak?
Well, at his peak, that thing would have been 5,000 to 10,000 or more. It's probably still a couple thousand, I would think, depending on how it looks and if it's got all the proper tags and everything. But you're right. It's probably not a good time to sell that until they let the steroid boys in the Hall of Fame. That would certainly double the value at least of what it would sell for today.
Or either that, Alex, or if you decided you wanted to put it in a Huggins and Scott auction with the start of next baseball season or something just because, you know, there's so much giddiness about the Cubs. I mean, that might not be a – if you don't think – they're ever going to let Sosa in, then that might not be a bad time to do it, too, I suppose.
Oh, timing would be very good on that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have an April auction, don't you, Bill? Is it the end of April coming out next year?
It's actually February, May, August, and November.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, February would be, yeah, that's in between. That's before, right before spring training starts. But, I mean, Bill, you'd be happy to auction that anyway if Alex decides he wants to, correct?
Oh, 100%, yes. I mean, and gosh, you know, if it does pass all the tests and gets a good letter and everything, it's hard to say what it may bring.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. Now that they've won, maybe Cub fans are, you know, going to look back at stuff like that and decide they want to spend some more for it. So thanks for the call there, Alex.
I wish Sosa would have been a little more authentic with his approach to the steroids.
He really turned people off.
Instead of saying no comprende inglés.
Yeah,
you know.
Acting like he had. Yeah. That really turned a lot of people off. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles. I don't even know if I said our prize package this week. We got a cool prize package. Nobody picked up the Donruss Football Factory set from last week, so we're giving that away. But we're adding this week a Cubs 2016 World Series Champions Big Book of Activities. This is cool. I loved this type of thing when I was a kid. I put a picture of the cover of it on Twitter. Connect the dots, puzzles, mazes. All of that stuff are inside of it.
Get your crayons out and color a few pictures. Yeah,
and it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and independent booksellers around Chicago. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, or tweet a picture of an item at T Crown Tom. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, you can give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you think you have something that might be valuable, might be good in a Huggins and Scott auction. For instance, one of our listeners found that Don Hefner jersey very inexpensively at a garage sale. He was going to call the show and ask if we thought that'd be worth picking it up, and he goes, you know what, I've listened enough. I'm going to pick. Obviously, the guy selling it didn't listen.
What did he pay for it, do you know?
Yeah, I know. It was a very small percentage of what it went for, and it went for $5,100. I mean, boy, there's stuff out there, you know. So, but if you have something you think might be valuable, don't put it in a garage sale for like $50. Find out first if it might be worth something, if it might go in a Huggins and Scott auction and go for something. We've got Superman Todd waiting on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Hey, good morning, guys. I decided to call the show while we're waiting in line for Grandpa Rossi to start signing today.
Oh, where's he signing?
He's only signing from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Dixon Niles, but figured I'd take my son and get here early.
You guys are there already, huh? Wow. Yeah. Say hi to him for us.
He's got a world's greatest grandpa coffee mug he's going to give him, so we'll see.
Oh, that's cool. So what's up?
I don't know if I've ever called about this one or not. I've got a signed Highway to Hell LP by AC/DC with Bon Scott on it.
Huh. Vince, you're probably more up on that band than I would be. What do you think?
Well, I know their lead singer died very young. That's going to be pretty decent,
That usually helps the value. Bill, I don't think you guys have ever run anything from them, have you?
I don't think so. I know we've run some... a few signed things, Kurt Cobain and a couple of other different signed albums by deceased artists and stuff, and they've done very, very well.
Yeah, I would think that would be a really good auction item. You know, you get it authenticated and run it in. You can run that any Huggins and Scott auction. I think that might do really well. That's usually when it is one of those, a bigger name musician that dies young, the value, they still have guys listen till they, you know, through their whole life, so they still want their collectibles, and there's not much out there. So good item, Superman. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Now, our prize this week, we've got a neat package, a Donruss football factory set, which they didn't pick up last week, or they didn't contact Vince at ERC Delivery. They have to, if you win, you have to email Vince by Thursday at ERC Delivery, and they'll set up a time for you that's at your convenience that they'll deliver it straight to your door. But we're adding a Cubs 2016 World Series Champions Big Book of Activities. Connect the dots. Puzzles, mazes, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and independent booksellers around Chicago. So it's a nice prize package.
I got one of those, and I went home with it the other night. I wanted to find my crayon and start just, you know, being
a kid
again.
And then you're like, well, wait a minute. I haven't had crayons in 40
right.
years.
That's
but...
right. That's right.
Okay, before we've got colors waiting, but we got to do one more of which ended higher, Vince, because I tricked you last time.
Yes, you did, but I'm ready.
I'm not saying I'm going to trick you this time.
I will not be tricked again.
But maybe I will.
All right, we'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Let's see. Which ended higher? A 1951 signed and framed letter from our guy, Albert Einstein. Why he's our guy, I don't know, but he is. Albert Einstein signed and framed letter. A 1968 signed check display of what actually is our guy, Roberto Clemente.
Ah.
Okay. And the third item, a Roger Maris single signed baseball and black magic marker. So which ended higher? Albert Einstein, 1951 signed and framed letter, 1968 Roberto Clemente signed check display, or a Roger Maris single signed in marker baseball?
Without any doubt, and if you have any doubt, you always go with your own surname. So I'm going to go with the Clemente 68.
Surprise!
I'm surprised because you're right.
All right.
You got it. Yes.
One for two.
There you go. The sure. Maris single signed in marker, $1,900. Einstein. I thought for sure you were going Einstein. I thought I had you there. $2,200 for an Albert Einstein signed and framed letter, and $2,300 for the 1968 Roberto Clemente signed check display. He had the best signature. You look at that check, I think I had tweeted a picture of that. A great looking signature,
yep.
Clemente.
Yep.
It was just everything. He was just a cool guy,
absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Had a lot of pride in his signature.
Okay, now we've got a lot of people waiting here, so let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Angelo. What's new on the north side? What do you have there, Angelo?
How you doing, boss? Well, I was at a garage sale, and the guy had a stack of photos, and he wanted $75. I decided not to buy it, came back and bought it, and came up on a Rizzo and a Javier Baez. With both of their signatures in the frame.
Okay, so they were framed and signed photos.
Yeah, both of them on the same photo, and both of them with both their signatures on there.
Okay.
Okay.
You've got us on delay, so we're gonna end your call, but we're still gonna talk about it here because I'm hearing myself twice.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Baez and Rizzo single signed photos. We were just talking yesterday that I think Cub fans may have spent so much money on tickets and hats and displays and stuff that some of the autographed cards, like Hammer has a bunch of real nice Bryant stuff, and I have some stuff in a T-Crown. It's not it didn't jump as much as I thought it might have jumped when they finally won a World Series like that. But I think you might see another jump before the holidays and maybe next season. I think we were talking about it. I think a lot of people thought, okay, they're going to win. So I already figured that they were going to win. A lot of other people, they just can't believe it still. It hasn't sunk in. But Bryant and Rizzo signed photos are very good. And to me, the long term on them is big. I don't know right now. I don't see them, you know, maybe $50 to $100. I don't. If they're authenticated and good signatures, but still not selling for a ton. So there's still some good deals out there, people, if you want to buy some Cub autographs. Now, what's expensive, I have a link to this on tcrowntom.com. Well, there's Christmas ornaments or holiday ornaments where they've got 2016 World Champion Cubs. But what's expensive, the ornaments aren't that, they're under $10. But they have a single or a team signed ball with 20 signatures and a team signed bat with 20 signatures from through Fanatics. That if you go to the tcrowntom.com and click on the MLB Cubs page, I've got them on display there. It's like $29.99 for the ball and $37.99 for the bat. But they did have a sale earlier in the week. So if there are sales going, you can click on it on my site. And if there is a sale going, it'll pop up there. So maybe keep an eye on it. If you're thinking of getting it, maybe there'll be a deal, you know, as things move along. But there's a lot of Cubs World Series stuff on my website. Some pretty cool stuff. All right, next waiting on the line here, we have Jeff from Hammond, Indiana. What do you have there, Jeff?
How you doing today, guys?
Doing great.
All right, I have a 1993 Chicago Bulls white and red practice jersey from Champion with the NBA logo.
Ooh.
And it's signed by Michael, Scotty, Horace, Paxton, Cartwright, and Armstrong.
Wow, now that's nice. So who, do you know who wore the practice jersey?
I don't know if it was worn or not.
Oh, so it might not be worn. Okay.
It might not be worn, right.
Bill, what would you think if it was a practice, like let's say Michael Jordan wore this jersey. Let's dream, why not? Let's say Michael
Jordan. I was
going
to say, I'll dream.
Yeah. Jeff's definitely dreaming this one. But let's say Michael Jordan wore the practice jersey and those guys signed it compared to just a practice jersey replica that everybody signed. Difference in value, Bill.
Oh, I would think you probably look at it 2 to 3 times the difference. Jeff, does it have a number on it that would correspond to a player?
No, it don't. It just says Bulls across the front.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think I still have my high school basketball practice jersey.
Really?
I think I do.
You should sign it.
Yeah,
I think you'd get a good buck for that.
Yeah, well.
I have mine.
Do you, Jeff?
Yeah, my school is closed, so.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, so anyway, it's good with those signatures on it. It will always be good. That was in their first trio of wins, so, you know, good value to it. And if you do find out it was Michael Jordan's, then, Jeff, you are definitely in the money. Okay?
Yeah.
That's
good timing on that, Tom.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Jeff got a chuckle out of it. Okay, next on the line, we've got Mike from Lombard. What do you have there, Mike?
Hi, guys. You know what? I don't have anything specific for now, but what I did for Christmas gifts, actually, is I took the Chicago Sun-Times from the day after the Cubs won the division, and then I bought the paper from the day after they won the World Series, the entire paper, not just the covers,
mm-hmm.
and I put them back to back and laminated them for Christmas gifts. And I'm wondering, you know, I mean, obviously not now, but, you know, might that be something worthwhile, you know, down the road for nephews and nieces and grandkids, that type of thing?
Well, here's the thing. Those papers, people were like, there was a run on those newspapers, and everybody's going to save those papers. So it does make a great display. It makes a great conversation piece. It's a good thing to display. It's a good gift. But I don't know that those will ever be worth a ton in value unless you happen to see the whole Cubs team at a bar sometime and you get them all to sign it.
Well, you make it as part of a larger collection and get a nice big frame. Yeah. You have the newspaper, you have a ball or two or bat signed by the
guys.
It's all cool stuff together, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt. But everyone that got those is hanging on to them.
The papers didn't show up until like 10 or 11 o'clock the following morning at the local Walgreens and Jewel and everything. Everybody was waiting for them.
Yeah, and then people were buying like, okay, they want everything you have and all that stuff. So, they're tough to find. And, you know, people will pay extra. People that didn't get one would pay extra for them now. But I don't know how much extra they're going to pay on that. You have any input on that, Bill? You think anything different from that?
No, you're right. Newspapers, especially in today's day and age, I would venture to say if you buy a house in the Chicago area in the next 10 or 15 years, you may get the washer, dryer, refrigerator, freezer, and a copy of that newspaper.
That's great.
Yeah, you're right.
But it is cool, Mike, without a doubt. And if you want to give one of those to me for Christmas, I'll be happily accept it.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. Now, there are some amazing dog tricks in the way, in the world. And I tweeted one yesterday that Vince showed me at T-Crown this week. He goes, yeah, look at what my dog can do. I go, can you put that up on Twitter? So Vince tweeted it on his your ERC delivery Twitter ID, right? And then with some smart aleck remark to my attention that I probably couldn't do it. And I can't. That's right. So I tweeted it. This is an unbelievable thing. If you have a chance to see this. Now, how long did it take you to teach your dog to do this?
Less than 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they come out with these treats that have these long sticks. And so my dog can balance this long stick on his nose. And you tell him to stay. And he stays. And then you say, get it. And he flips it up and catches it.
And I mean, when I saw that, I couldn't believe it. Now, then my wife says, oh, our dog could have done that. I was like, I don't think so. And one of our customers, Bill, said his dog can do that. It's like, man, I didn't realize dogs had that type of talent.
Dogs are probably smarter than we all think they are. Oh, you know? But my German Shepherd is amazingly intelligent.
That is a great breed.
He was my write-in vote for the election if I had a chance to write in, you know, but we got stuck with whoever, you know.
Right. All right. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. You can call us if you have a question about the value of your collectibles. We have a Donruss football factory set and a Cubs 2016 World Series Champions Big Book of Activities as our prize package. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Oh, we're rocking this morning. Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan. With Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Plus, we're throwing in some the Huggins and Scott November auction bidding ended on Thursday. So we're throwing in some prices to tell what things ended at. And it's more fun to try to trick Vince on what things. So I got to do another one. I love this. I'm like addicted to this.
You know, Tom, before I forget, I just want to let our listeners know that I'm going to be in Chicago this week.
Oh, yes, that's right, at Rosemont next weekend at the show.
Right. If any of our listeners have a neat item they'd want to show us or anything, we will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Very good. Bill Huggins. And now, do you have a sign-up or something, or do you have I know at the National you have a big display. Do you have something there where people can see the Huggins and Scott?
Oh, yeah, there's a pop-up sign and tablecloth and my little ESPN sign on the table. We're right in the second row as you would walk in the door, right behind the front door.
And that's at the right off of River Road there at the Rosemont Convention Center, right by O'Hare Airport.
Yep.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it Friday all day or Friday night? Do you know, Bill?
I think it opens to the public at like 2 or 3 on Friday and then runs till about 8 and then all day Saturday and Sunday till about 4, I think.
Very good. I know some of the T-Crown guys were talking about it yesterday.
So, Bill, if a listener has an item for the Huggins and Scott auction, they could possibly drop it off if it's a good auction item?
Oh, yeah. I'll have consignment forms with me and everything. And we have one of my representatives is going to be driving stuff back for us. So, yeah, no, we have the ability to take it right then and there.
Wonderful.
Very good. Okay, Vince, one more. Which ended higher? And this is kind of ties in with Superman Todd, you know, with the musicians. Okay. Johnny Cash signed 45 RPM Big River record in a frame display. Johnny Cash. Opera star the great Enrico Caruso signed photo.
Ooh.
Now, Enrico Caruso was an Italian opera tenor. He lived from 1873 to 1921, so he died at a pretty young age and a long time ago in 1921. I'm not trying to influence anything here. I'm just giving you some background.
But
the listeners out there,
it.
I'm not trying to trick anybody if you're guessing along here. And the third item is a Bruce Springsteen signed 2016 Born to Run book.
Okay.
You got Johnny Cash, the great Enrico Caruso, and Bruce Springsteen.
Well, just because of when he passed away, 1921, you said, I'm going to say the Enrico Caruso.
And
surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh. Johnny Cash.
I thought you'd guess that one. That's why I put these three to Bruce Springsteen was the lowest. Enrico Caruso was 325. Johnny Cash was first at $500 really? Wow. out of that group of three.
Very yeah. nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that would have surprised me. I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay, waiting on hold. Thanks for waiting. Is Ed from Sleepy Hollow? Is there a Sleepy Hollow in Illinois, Ed?
Yep, it's right by Elgin.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, just across the expressway.
Things pretty wild there on Halloween, Ed?
Actually, it is. They have the Headless Horseman ride through the, a big bonfire.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for the kids.
Very good. So what do you have?
I've got a like 5x8 piece of wood that's painted in the Cubs color. It says Cubs on it. It's a NLB bottle opener, and I've got it signed by Bryant, Rizzo, and Zobris.
You've got a wood MLB Cubs bottle opener, and it's
right.
signed
it's like
by those. Wow.
Yeah, one of those old bottle openers.
So you,
I don't know if it was from Wrigley or.
So you did you make this, or was MLB selling these bottle openers, or how'd you get that? The carving.
I had a Cubs hat on, and I was up in Wisconsin on Labor Day at a pig roast, and a friend of my sister's walks up and says, "Oh, you got a Cubs hat on." He goes, "Oh, I got something in the car." So he goes back to the car, and he comes back, and he gives me the thing.
Oh.
So my cousin works security. He's an ex-Chicago cop at Wrigley.
Okay.
So he was able to get the signatures for me.
Huh. Wow. That's got to be hundreds of dollars right at this second. I don't know how many hundreds of dollars. It was Bryant, Rizzo, Zobrist, and who else?
Rizzo, Bryant, and Zobris.
Oh, just the three of them. Yeah, I think that's a few hundred dollars right now, just the three of them. And I'd like to see if you can tweet a picture of that or email me a picture of it sometime. I'd like to see what it looks like so the listeners can see that, too. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think I might stop by Rosemont.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you can show Bill if you have any other stuff. Get it together, and maybe you can do a Cubs package lot in February auction or something like that. Very
yeah,
good,
the
Ed.
Only other thing I've got is I got a Cubs hat, the old style.
Oh yeah,
It's blue and red.
Signed by
no
somebody.
No signatures.
Okay, well you can wear
not
that.
Yet.
You can wear
not
that
yet.
When you go see Bill. I don't think really
yet.
That's going to add to your auction package there, but that's pretty neat. Okay, thanks for waiting here, Brad from LaSalle. What do you have there, Brad?
I got some baseball programs from Wrigley Field back in the 70s.
Okay.
I got one autograph by Ernie Banks. I got one with, like, Randy Hundley, Jose Cardinal, Steve Stone. They're all separate, not all together, but...
Okay, so they're 70s programs and individually signed by those guys. That's pretty cool. Jose Cardinal used to have that, the big afro... And that hollowed out end of his bat that was,
he used to hide the ball in the vines. Like, oh, I can't see
it. He was actually fun to watch.
Yeah,
and I remember one time he missed a game because he couldn't open his eye when he woke up. I guess he must have had, I don't know if he had a sty or what, but I remember, I think it was Brickhouse at the time. And Jose missed the game because, his eye was stuck.
Interesting how you remember that.
Yeah. Why I remember that, I don't know, but, I would think, you know, the program, especially if you, let's say you had a program of Ernie Banks from his last game signed by Ernie Banks, that would be cooler if he hit three homers or his 500th home run game or something like that. It always adds to the value if there's some history to the program.
It was a program like Ernie Banks Hall of Fame Day.
That's pretty cool. I would think that's probably $100 to $200 by itself. And some of the other ones, there'd be a little value to them, not a whole lot, but good value and a good conversation piece in a display. So that's pretty cool. Thanks for the call. Okay, some other items that ended in the recent Huggins and Scott November auction. There were some nice sets that they had in there. $2,300 for a 61 to 68, a group of oddball complete sets, $2,300. I like some of the smaller sets from the 60s. There was a 1961 Golden Press 33-card set, 1961 New Card Scoops, who I had some of those. I don't know why, where I got them. 80-card set, 64 Topps Coins, Topps Giants. And a lot of these sets are pretty cool, but they had all these different sets in there, the 68 Topps Game, and the group went for $2,300. I think if you're looking to do something, you want to just get something, you think those are neat, you can. It's easier to make those smaller sets like that, so it's kind of fun to put that together. If you're looking for something to collect from the 60s, here's a 1953 Bowman football complete PSA graded set of 96 cards. Number 13 on the registry, weighted grade point average 6.607, which is a little better than it's between X Mint and Near Mint, I guess, in with that grade. Had the Frank Gifford and SP in there, a Marion Motley, Otto Graham, Bobby Lane. $2,900 for that set, so that's pretty cool. It's always neat if you can get a already graded set, too.
Where did all your cards go when you were a kid? What ended up happening to all the cards you collected as a kid?
We set a couple of shoeboxes full, actually salvaged through, and I ended up buying my brother out, paid half of them in the 80s, and I had them and kept a few of them, but I had a couple nice ones that I ended up selling, actually. Cool. Lenny from Orland Park is on the line. Thanks for holding, Lenny. What do you have?
Hey, guys, good morning. Bill, congratulations on your auction.
That was a very good auction, a lot of good prices.
Yeah, thank you very much, buddy. What I have is I've got a frame picture. It's a poster, all framed up, 48-48, of the 500 hockey goal scores, all signed by each player, including the I got a Gretzky UDA card in there, because his picture wasn't actually on there when they printed it. And this might be a good time to throw in my Marian Hossa Game You Skate in there.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, he just got his 500th. Boy, he's off to a good start this year, too, without a doubt. That's cool. Now, sweet. Bill, you want to give him an estimate on that? How many total 500 goal scorers are there now?
Oh, man.
You don't know off the I thought you
about
knew
44, 44, 45. I did hold up the list.
Yeah. And you have something signed by all of them in there, Lenny?
Every one of them.
Wow. Yep. What do you think on that, Bill? That'd be a good auction item just to see. That'd be.
Oh, yeah. No, we sold a bunch of stuff, I think, for Lenny not too long ago. If this is something we want to investigate putting in February, I'd be happy to come back and see you, Lenny.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you're going to be in Chicago. You already said you're going to be here, so maybe we'll hook up. But this might be a good time to add that Hossa skate in there.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's cool.
As a different thing. And then also I've got a frame picture with Arnold Palmer signed it with Michael Jordan golfing. And, this might be a good time for that, too. I don't know.
Yeah, with Jordan and Arnold Palmer, that would be good timing for that, without a doubt. It's
both time.
Yeah, very cool. Good stuff, Lenny.
So maybe we'll see you in Chicago, Billy.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Lenny.
So just in case you're wondering what Lenny's talking about there, Bill Huggins will be at Rosemont this upcoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sport. It's a Fanatics, I guess, that sponsors that sport collecting show in Rosemont.
Yeah, if any of our listeners wanted to do an appointment with me, they can call our office this week at 301-608-0355. I'm actually going to get in Thursday, and I do some appointments on Thursdays with people. So be happy to talk to any of our listeners.
Very good. Yeah, Bill Huggins this weekend in Rosemont. Running wild in Rosemont. I bet you'll take in some nice stuff there. Now, I was going to do this. I couldn't do it to you, Vince, for the which ended higher, because they both ended at the same price.
Okay.
I couldn't do it to you.
Right.
But it's a Carlton Fisk signed and game used 1991 White Sox jersey, $1,200. And then the exact same price for a Buddy Bell signed game worn 1976 Indians road jersey. That also went for $1,200. Yeah, see, I can't kind
of you don't
do
think
that.
Buddy Bell as somebody who's going to get a lot of money, but that's a nice.
Well, it's older
to
too, yep. 15 years older, and then you know a 70s Indian jersey is kind of cool. And
absolutely,
I think Buddy Bell is in the White Sox organization in their like maybe even running their minor league system think, or something like that, or he was
certainly part of a great baseball family.
Yes, you know? He was a really good third baseman. He had power and a really good fielder too, without a doubt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Buddy Bell. I remember one time going to a Sox game in the 70s, and I sat, it's before the game, and we see a blonde-haired guy with Bell's name on the back playing at third base, warming up for the Sox. We go, the White Sox got Buddy Bell. It's like it was Kevin Bell.
Any relation?
I don't think he was. If he was, he played nothing like him, I'll tell you that. Kind of fizzled. Wasn't that good. So what are you going to do? One of those things where you get excited about it, but it just didn't happen. You know, talking about a multi-signed, there was a thing in this last auction. My dad would have loved this. Jackie Gleason and Arnold Palmer. And it had the picture of Jackie Gleason was like at the golf course and doing this dance of his that he used to do all the time. That was a neat item.
He had fun everywhere he went. You see a picture, a video, anything. Just an upbeat guy, a lot of fun.
What was his? Was he nicknamed the Great One or something like
something
that?
Something
like that. Jackie Gleason. I remember.
I think that picture was and away we go, right?
And away we go. Yep. That's right. That's what he used to do. My dad just loved anytime the old Honeymooners were on, and he had a Saturday night show where with the June Taylor Dancers that would be on. Wow. Yeah, that we used to watch that.
It's
all
a great
the time.
Show. Real funny show.
Oh, with Norton.
Ed Norton, that's a perfect combination.
You see that foursome on signed items once in a while. They had one hanging out the windows of a bus. Well, you better do it. It's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Alex from Ukrainian Village. So, Alex, send me an email with your address, and I'll set up delivery free of charge to your work or your home.
What's your email?
Vince@ercdelivery.com.
Very good. And now don't forget, Bill Huggins will be at Rosemont this upcoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you want to set an appointment with him, call Huggins and Scott at 301-608-0355 or just stop by and see him. Now, coming up next is Jeff Meller and Adam Abdallah with the Fantasy Football Show. So hang in there on that one. And check out tcrowntom.com, my website. Lots of cool stuff on there. And I'm always at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. So have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.